You're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com. Now, let's go back to David Craig.
Okay, well, here we are. It's more Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. And we're coming to you from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios here at 590. And joining me in studio is Jesse Scott with ShowMeTheSugar.com. Hey, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You are a dessert blogger. You've got this website with all kinds of stuff about desserts. How did you get started, and what are you doing with all of that, Jesse?
Okay, so I've always been a major dessert freak. There, I said it. It's out there in the public now.
That's okay.
Obsessive.
There's a lot of us who are.
So about last year, I was looking for cupcakes, but I wanted to try new cupcakes. I just had a craving, and I could not find just a simple list of places anywhere on the internet, just all the cupcake places.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of paid advertising, a lot of top tens that had the same repeating things.
Sure, and sometimes, you know, Urban Spoon and Yelp,
yeah,
and all of those, it's like...
That's great,
right.
But I couldn't find anywhere just one simple listing of every cupcake place. And in fact, there were cupcake places I knew of that weren't on the list, and I thought, there needs to be a resource. There needs to be somewhere to go to just get information, not a bunch of opinions, just some information, just a list of desserts. And most restaurants don't even list their desserts in St. Louis. So there was something, I needed that resource. I didn't have it, so I decided to make it.
And now I'll ask you this. Do you think desserts get the respect that they deserve? Because sometimes I don't think they do.
I don't think they do most of the time. Some restaurants, some areas are great about it. But in general, I feel like the appreciation and the dessert, the respect for dessert is lacking. Like I said, some places don't even list their desserts. They do everything else by hand in-house, and then they buy stuff for dessert.
Yeah.
They come, they want to pour over the drink menu. They want to tell me all about their specials. They ooze over the appetizer creams. And then I'm like, so what's for dessert? And they're like, we've got a sundae.
Yeah.
Well, what?
I think, Jesse, for some places, it's like if there's people waiting for the table, then
they don't even ask if you want dessert.
Yeah, and if it's kind of a slow night, it's like, oh, well, you've got to try this dessert and this one, and and try them all. You know what the heck? Hang around for a while.
Yeah,
and you know, maybe have a little bit of a liqueur with
Absolutely.
It. Okay, so tell me about your blog, and tell listeners mainly about ShowMeTheSugar.com.
So ShowMeTheSugar is a website that is 100% devoted to the desserts of St. Louis. Now we have a blog that does the trends and the tips and stays on top of all sorts of things like that. The website itself is dedicated to information about St. Louis desserts. So there are neutral, objective reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say this apple pie was good or bad. We say this apple pie had lots of tart apples and not as much crust. Then you can decide if that's your kind of apple pie or not, because who cares about my opinion? You don't even know me.
But you guys, didn't you guys kind of rank the, you did bread puddings.
We stepped outside.
And you and another food blogger?
Yes, yes. Stephanie from Off the Eaten Path, who is big on opinions.
And the name of her blog is?
Off the Eaten Path.
Gotcha.
And we took off our objective Show Me the Sugar hats to offer opinions that once in a while we do that. We try to keep our opinions out of it. But we did do that. We went on a big bread pudding challenge. We ate bread pudding all around the city until our hearts bled with bread pudding. It was wonderful. And that was great. But in general, we try to keep it objective and informative and without being boring. But we do interviews with various pastry chefs, chocolatiers around town. We do reviews. We have a directory page where you can just find information, kind of like white pages.
Sure.
Nice and objective. We have the tips, the trends, if there's deals, if there's something free. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're interacting with the professionals. We're trying to connect the professionals who make this stuff to the people who want this stuff.
Are you a big cupcake fan?
Personally, yes. I like cupcakes. I like cake, personally. I like the portion control. I like the variety and flavors. Professionally, cupcakes are a very saturated market. It's not something I would recommend for somebody to get in. So if you ask me personally about cupcakes, I'm like a five-year-old. Yay, cake! If you ask me professionally about cupcakes, not my favorite.
Sometimes I see cupcakes that, and maybe other desserts as well, that maybe look a little bit better than they are. I'm one of these people, especially at Christmas time, when there's so much stuff out there, it's like, do I want to you know, consume this many calories because it might be good, it might not, especially when you know, there's some mysterious things that show up at holiday season, and it's like, this one's good, this one, it's not too good, but, you know, I took 150 calories. Why did I do that?
Exactly. And that's kind of what Show Me the Sugar is trying to help prevent, because we shouldn't be eating that much sugar and that much calories. And let's face it, this stuff isn't free. So when I spend my calories and my money on dessert, I want to make sure it's the best thing I wanted.
Okay, back to the bread pudding. Did you all select a winner and a runner-up, and can you share that?
Absolutely. We did. Like I said, we did offer opinions this one time. Actually, we picked our top three, and then we let St. Louis pick the winner. So our top three were Annie Guns in Chesterfield, Cafe O in the Central West End, and McCormick & Schmick's in West County Mall.
Yeah.
I also personally, we didn't do it as part of the challenge, but personally, I love the Broadway Oyster Bar. And, of course, there was Herbie's in the Central West End. That was another huge one. Those were, like, the big, big players.
Okay, now, I've never gone to the Broadway Oyster Bar, but I didn't realize that that would be a place to get a good dessert.
See? There you go. Now you know.
Okay. No, see, and that's, you know, it's one of the reasons I'm doing this show is so that I can learn things as well as listeners. By the way, if you're just punching in, the show is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. My name is David Craig. My guest this morning is Jessie Scott, and her dessert blog website is showmethesugar.com. Okay, other than bread pudding, do you have a couple or three desserts that have just blown your mind, that have just knocked you out, that, you know, you've gone out and discovered along the way?
Like I said, we try really hard to keep our opinions out of it. So even when I'm eating something I love, I try to only think about it in descriptive terms.
Okay.
But there are some notable exceptions. The Cheesecake Zango at Gulf Shores. Died and went to heaven. It's warm, fluffy, creamy cheesecake, sweet and tangy, and then it's wrapped in a tortilla, and then it's deep fried. It's deep fried dessert.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Okay, now see, anytime I go there, my wife always gets their key lime pie.
I like their key lime pie too.
And I usually get pecan pie, especially, again, if it's made in-house. And now, has this happened? Okay, well, you mentioned that one from Gulf Shores. You got some others to mention?
Speaking of pecan pie, I don't like pecan pie. It is not my thing, personally. It's not my thing.
Well, thank you for stopping by. That's our... No, I'm just kidding.
But...
No, I'm from the South. I was raised on pecan pie from a small, early age.
So, in Soulard, there is a restaurant called Molly's. And Roger Cox is the executive chef. It's his mom from Alabama. His mom's recipe for pecan pie. I am now a convert. It is amazing.
Have you discovered anybody in town that's making pecan pie with Jack Daniels? Because I had that. No, I had this a few years ago at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville. I've never seen it anywhere else, and I'm not a Jack Daniels drinker, but the flavoring that it added to pecan pie was spectacular.
I don't think I've run across that. Well, you know, there's not that many pecan pies, period. I'll keep my eye out, and I'll let you know.
If you do, let me know. Okay, now, do you cook a lot at home? Do you prepare desserts at home?
We cook a lot at home. We actually eat exceptionally healthy to balance out all the sugar we're shoving in our pie holes. I don't make that many desserts at home anymore. But when I do, I've got a few that we really like. I have my husband, South, from Texas. So the sweet potato pie at our house is phenomenal. Thank you, my mother-in-law. Awesome recipe. And recently, my friend, who actually runs the blog aspect of Show Me the Sugar, she does the majority of the contributions to the blog itself. She discovered a recipe for avocado ice cream spiked with tequila.
Okay, I'm trying to...
You can't imagine it. It sounds strange. And then you eat it, and you cannot stop eating it.
How sweet is it?
It's as sweet as you want it to be because you make it at home. It's not sugary sweet. It's refreshing, light, and then it has that alcoholic coating at the end, and it's rich from the avocados, and it's got lime zest in it, and it's divine.
Now, that sounds like something to try. I don't know that I'll love it, but it does sound like something to try.
Well, the recipe is on showmethesugar.com.
Now, what do you hope to accomplish, Jessie, with this Show Me the Sugar? What's your goal? What's your racket?
What's my angle? Yeah. I have a multifaceted angle. My angle for the public is to connect them to the desserts they love. If you've got a daughter who's now gluten-free but still loves cupcakes, where can you go to find gluten-free cupcakes? Show me the sugar. If you are somebody who's got a corporate event, you don't know who's going to make 100,000 chocolates for you, and you don't have time to call 87 people, you can go to Show Me the Sugar. We can help the public. We can also help the businesses. We are a great liaison between businesses. You're just starting a business and you don't have time to make caramel, but maybe you want to feature somebody else's local homemade caramel. Mm-hmm. We're a great go-between. We're helping businesses link. You don't have a million advertising dollars and you want to find your perfect niche market because you just opened a brownie factory. We are here for you. We can help you market. We can help get your message out there to your direct perfect niche market. And my other angle is personal. I just want to eat cake there. I said it. I like the idea of eating dessert all the time.
Well, I should mention to listeners who can't see you that you are a slim woman. You're not, you know, sometimes people who talk about eating high-calorie sweet foods. But, you know, in the food industry, and I'm sure you've found, as I have, there are people of all sizes. Somebody said if you're working in the kitchen, working hard all the time, and sampling a little bit here and a little bit there, you don't have time to, you know, eat as much. And somebody else said that the stress of working in a kitchen will slow you down a little bit, too. So
I will say when you just can eat a pie because you want to eat the pie, you can down two or three slices. But when you take a piece and you have to sit there and think of the flavors, is that cinnamon? Is that nutmeg? Is that clove? Is that vanilla? Is it sweet? How sweet? How would I describe that to someone else in objective terms? Is it crunchy? Is it crispy? Is it nutty? After two or three bites, you're like, oh, God, I'm done. I'm sick of this.
But really, shouldn't we eat most of our food that way anyway, just to kind of appreciate the taste of it?
In theory, you should eat it slowly. But I have to say, at this point, my favorite dessert is one that has been photographed, analyzed, and posted. And now I can just eat it mindlessly and go,
Okay, well, I want to try that thing. What is the thing again at Gulf Shores? It's called?
The Cheesecake Zingo.
Gotcha. Hey, Jesse Scott, thank you for stopping in and visiting with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Food Talk STL. Gosh, let me see what I need to mention here before we finish up the show. Brendan Weesey is standing by. He's up next, and he'll be talking Cardinals baseball and stuff like that. And last week he was talking about college football. That was a good thing. So we'll see what he's got on his agenda coming right up. You can follow us on Twitter at Food Talk STL. Our website is foodtalkstl.com. We have archived editions of the program, and you can follow us on Facebook. Friday night event, I'll mention that again. That is with Adam Perry Lang at Left Bank Books in downtown St. Louis at 10th and Locust. I will be down there interviewing him live, and that's a free event, so join us if you can. And then the beer festival starts up on Friday night, runs Saturday and Sunday as well. Details at stlbrewfest.com. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And I'm done. This is it. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Be sure to listen next Saturday at 11 on KFNS for Food Talk STL.